We good?
We're good. We're good.
Hello and welcome back to the In and Outsiders podcast. My name is Ethan.
And my name is Jacob.
This is fun.
This is fun.
We need to actually come up with an entire intro instead of just hello and welcome back.
I want to write a little ditty.
You're fucking
kidding.
I'm not cutting it. I'm not fucking cutting it. That's some fucking bullshit.
They've been so silent. We've been sitting in here for like 25 minutes. And the second we start recording, I hope that picked up, by the
way. It's only 30 seconds in. It's 30 seconds.
Oh my god.
Oh, fucking shit.
We have fun stuff to do today. We have some fun activities.
Oh, we do?
Well, actually, they're not fun activities.
I think it's going to be fun.
We both have fun mystery subjects to bring to you guys and to each other. Mm-hmm. Ethan knows a little bit about the context of mine. I know nothing about the context of his. And then after we're both done with that, we're just going to do regular podcast stuff. But we also have very spicy wings. It's like a hot ones, but we're not affiliated with them. So it's like a lukewarm ones.
But I like hot ones and I watch it. I don't watch it regularly. But I watch some episodes if they have an actor or a celebrity that I like.
There's a chance that I have watched maybe an episode, but probably not.
They're really fun.
I assume.
You just gotta find somebody that you like that's on there, and then go through with it.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. It's a fun one.
We have decided that Ethan is going first.
Mm-hmm. So, yesterday, I went out for lunch. Get some food. I wanted some pizza that day. Well, yesterday. Well, this will be a week ago.
A week ago yesterday.
A week ago for you guys, but it's yesterday for me and you, unless...
And I exist in the same time you do, okay, as far as I know.
Cool. So I went for some pizza, and, you know, there's no pizza places actually open around that time except for, you know, I didn't really want to go there, so I just went to the gas station, get a little pizza. It's bad pizza. But
yo, there's a lot of arguments on the internet about that gas station's pizza right now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because some guy who has a TikTok in Chicago, he was talking about how their pizza is the best. I don't think their pizza is the best. I'll have a slice.
It's,
you know,
subjective. So, different places make different pizzas. That place I fucking went to, the one that's on one of the main streets, no.
No?
Dude, that pizza was ass. It was so bad. Like, I've gotten one from the South End. Amazing. That one was perfect. The one up here, no.
Oh, the one next to my house, just down the street?
That one I don't like. That one's gross. I had it yesterday, and this is where my experience comes in. So I paid for it, like, on the app. And then I just go there so I could just pick it up and leave. But I was like, you know what? I'm going to pick up a drink real quick because I was kind of tired. So I just picked up just a Celsius, just a drink, and picked it up. I was waiting in line. It was kind of a long line. And then I get to the register. Give her my stuff. Does that. And I'm putting my card in. Nonchalantly, she goes, "There's a fight in the parking lot." And I'm like, what? I look out. And these two dudes are just fighting. They're just like going at it. I'm like, shit,
you know,
fight porn in
dudes?
Real life. Nice. What?
Did you know either of the dudes? Or could you recognize them?
I don't know who they are.
Oh, okay.
I don't even think I could recognize them if I saw them today, honestly.
Fair enough. It's dark. It's a gas station.
No, it was not dark. It was very bright outside. Yet. They just have very forgettable faces.
That's valid. Some people just look boring.
I mean, they kind of look like multiple. Like, there's a lot of people
multiple
that look
dudes
like them
at the same time?
Yeah. I don't know. I might be able to recognize them. I know what cars they were in, so. But they were just fighting. And then this, like, older lady, bless her heart and soul, she goes out there, just grabs them in between. It was like, fucking stop, stop. And she was the most intimidating person out of them.
She was the toughest bitch out there.
Dude, really. They were just punching each other. And then she goes out there, stops the fight, and was like, go, go. And just makes one of the dudes go. And this is where the interesting part happens. The girl at the register,
it's
she's
more
like,
hey, interesting?
Yeah. Ooh. And the girl at the register is like, all right, you can be able to grab yourself. And I'm like, all right, cool, thank you. Cool. And I grab myself, and I start walking out the door. And the dude, I assume he was the one who instigated the fight, because he was very vocal. The other dude was not vocal at all.
This guy was obviously in the wrong.
Yeah, he was at the pump next to me, because all the spaces up there were full, so I had to park at the pump.
Crowded parking lot fight.
I know, yeah. With a fucking big semi-truck over on the other side, too. So everything was just full. People were trying to get in. Nobody could get in because these people were just fucking fighting. They about hit a lady, too. Like, up here, it was a lot of shit. And then this dude, I'm start walking to my car, and, like, I'm in between them because the dude is on the other side of me, and then that dude is over here, not at a pump, but
yeah, in front of the gas. Yeah, he's just kind of hanging around.
And he just started screaming out, "I'll eat your blood. I'll eat your blood for breakfast, buddy. Don't worry. Don't worry. I'm going to eat your blood." And, like, got in his car, and I'm like, blood is a liquid. But, okay, you can't eat blood, but you can drink it.
I can't imagine blood in such volumes with so much viscosity that it can be considered something you eat and a balanced breakfast. I can't imagine. It was
so... I've never heard that from anybody before, especially in a fight.
Yo, I'm gonna use that though.
It's weird.
If anyone squares up on me, I'm telling them I'm eating their blood.
Like, that just confused me. If I was fighting somebody and they're like, "I'm gonna eat your blood," I'll be like, "You wanna do what now?"
Like, you know what? I think I'd rather just go home. If we're being,
to that extent, I don't think this is right.
I think we should just fight other people.
You know, let's just go separate ways. You know, let's move on.
This isn't working out.
Like, it's not you, it's me. Okay, sorry.
But I promise, it's me and my delicious blood. It's not you. It's not your fault.
Like, sorry, but that was just. I've never heard somebody say, "Strange threat. I'm going to eat your blood." That made no sense. Like, if he was Dracula.
If he were wearing a cloak and from Transylvania, I can see it.
But eating it? Maybe, I don't know. Maybe.
Sure, vampires kind of got a chewing motion, but that's mostly just for piercing. And then they drink the rest of the way.
Yeah, it's just like, they just drink. So, you know, it wouldn't make sense in that aspect either. So I think if Adam Sandler was there, he would have done the voice and would have been like, "That's weird. It's weird." I'm not going to do the voice, but
I was hoping you would. I was really waiting for you to do it.
I've watched. How many are there of Hotel Transylvania's?
I think they're coming out with a fourth. I think there's three right now. I could be way wrong about them coming out with a fourth. Do not get excited.
Oh, look, I haven't watched a third. There's a third?
Yeah.
When did that come out?
2017.
4 years ago? And I'm just here. I think I've heard about it, but I never.
I could be wrong about the date.
I didn't watch it. Hotel. No, because that was like when the first one came out. Wasn't it?
It's called Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation, 2018.
3 years ago. Wow.
It's got a 6.3 out of 10.
Oh.
Which is better than I expected, but not good.
Well, I mean, it makes sense for an Adam Sandler movie because a lot of the reviewers don't like Adam Sandler.
I don't get that. Adam Sandler's, like, pretty wholesome, and sometimes the parts he plays are really good. Sometimes they're, like,
I pretty much like all the movies, honestly.
I feel like a lot of his movies in the 90s were kind of against people with mental disabilities. Just the way he spoke was very,
Oh, okay. I'm getting you now. Like, I'm not going to defend or say anything there because I don't know.
It just felt very... I used the R slur.
Oh, did he do that?
I don't know if he did.
Humor and stuff was a lot different in the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, especially now, if he made those same movies, they probably wouldn't do... Well, they're still beloved movies, but I think if they came out now, they wouldn't do as well.
But
as
it's like Friends is still like a pretty classic show. I mean, that's hotly debated, but I like it, even though it has some transphobic humor in it.
I've watched it in passing and like on reruns, but I've never like sat down and watched it, and I don't think I ever will.
In the later seasons, it gets pretty good, you know? In the beginning, they kind of take digs at like people who give off gay vibes. You know, which is kind of weird, but you have to think again, it was 93. when the show came out. So things were different, but that doesn't make it necessarily acceptable. But it was more acceptable back then. See what I'm saying?
Yeah, a lot of things were... Yeah, it was
like,
just...
Billy Madison, great movie. If it were made today, pretty shitty movie.
Yeah, Jack and Jill, amazing movie. One of the best. I haven't watched that since it came out. I need to watch it again.
I remember one scene, barely.
I remember Adam
being
Sandler,
jet
like...
ski in a pool.
Didn't Adam Sandler, like, make out with Al Pacino?
I hope.
I know they were, like, in love. Yo, it was, like, Jill, not...
Yo, I'm gonna keep it a $1.50 with you. Al Pacino fucking sucks. Joe Pesci is where it's at.
Who's that?
Joe Pesci is the short thief from Home Alone. There's a tall
That's
one.
That's another movie I haven't watched.
Really? You don't love Harry and Marv?
I've, like, seen the pictures. So, like, the short guy, yeah, I guess I know.
It's Joe Pesci. He's also in Goodfellas, I think.
Oh.
I've only seen the back half of Goodfellas, and I'm pretty sure Joe Pesci was there.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Your story.
Yeah, my story.
Let's get right on into it, buddy.
I actually have a picture to accompany it. I was trying to sneak it because I felt like I was wrong for taking pictures. I don't know why, but it was just that thing, you know,
mm-hmm.
where, like, when you're at a restaurant and it's embarrassing to spill your drink. It was like that. It was, like, embarrassing to take a picture of this car crash. It was a car crash that I saw today. I know you know that, but...
I know that, yes.
These people know. These strangers inside this microphone.
But we love you guys anyways.
We do love you.
And appreciate you so much.
What are you doing?
What are you looking at? Okay, I know. Okay, I get it.
It's a bit.
It's a fun bit.
Okay, you can actually see my weird hair. I don't know if my hair still looks weird, but I've had not a great hair day today. You can see my weird hair, but you can also see this overturned car. In a ditch. It's a Jeep.
Oh, wow. What?
Doesn't my hair look so silly? In the rear view mirror.
Are they okay?
Yeah, I think they're cool. So, I went to get these wings that we're going to do here in a minute. Oh, man. Saying it really just makes it real for me. These wings aren't
good.
Dude,
I'm excited.
I'm not.
I really am. See, you've actually had this before. I haven't.
I had them fresh out the restaurant. These have been in my fridge for a couple hours, and then I reheated them, and they're probably cold again. Because we've been hanging out.
Yeah.
So anyway, I'm driving back from buying these wings, right?
Okay.
And I see two cars pulled over. There's that white van that you can see in the picture, mm-hmm. and then in front of that white van, there's a truck. And I see them on the side of the road as I'm coming around the bend, right?
Yep.
I'm like, oh, they're pulled over. And then I see a car pass them. I'm like, okay. And then I look over in the ditch and I see an overturned car. Just the angle I was coming in at, I couldn't see it before. And I think to myself, oh man, that car passed. Should I pass? And then I saw a guy pulling a woman out of this car that's on its side. And I was like, I have to stop and make sure they're okay or if they need like some type of assistance.
Oh, okay.
And also, I run a podcast and want to tell a story about it.
Can I interject really quick? Was the picture before or after you got out to help?
The picture was right before I pulled away.
Okay. I wanted to make it... Okay, I was hoping that was good. If you would have been like, all right,
now I'm out. I'm gone. Just take the picture. Pull over. Take a picture. Pull out.
Be like, save these people's lives today. XOXO.
So I pull up and I get out of my car, right? I had to pause my song. It was a good song. It was Beau for Show by Bo Burnham.
I think I'm going to buy some shirts from his site. He just released some inside ones.
He did?
Yeah, he just released them.
I'm going to have to look at those. Anyway, so I get out and I walk up and there's a guy who I assume owns that white van. Or at least he was the driver of it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was standing there and he was looking at a guy who I assume owned the red truck. That was in front of the white van. And he had on surgical gloves. Like the blue latex gloves. And he was helping this lady out of the car. As I got out, right? I was like, is this guy a paramedic? What? There's like no other ambulances or fire trucks or police here. He wasn't. He just happened to have these gloves, I guess. He was helping them out of the car. So I walk up and the guy who owns the white van was like, hey. And I was like, hey, what's going on? Is everyone okay? He was like, yeah, from what I'm gathering, she overcorrected when she went out of her lane a little bit and flew into the ditch.
Okay, yeah, so.
And I was like, pretty standard. Right. They were both conscious. There was a man and a woman in the car. They were both conscious. The man was already sitting on the side of the road. He was sitting, like, kind of in the ditch, you know, out of the road. Mm-hmm. And she was kind of limping up the side. Because by the time I had gotten up there, she was out. And the guy with the gloves, he hopped in the driver's door, so he was standing on the passenger door. Because the car was on its side with the driver door up. And he was reaching in, he was grabbing their phones and putting them on the side of the car. So I was grabbing them and handing them to them. And then, you know, the lady was like, do you see my purse anywhere? He was like, no, it could be in the back or just under stuff, you know? She was like, okay. And I was like, did you guys call 911? And they were like, yeah. So 911 gets there. And, you know, I'm just kind of helping out and making sure they're okay with my very little first aid experience. They don't seem broken. They're moving. They're conscious. They're lucid. There you go.
Alrighty.
And the police get there, and then the ambulance, and then the fire. And I'm going to my car, and I wait there just in case I need to say something to the police, just because I'm there. He was like, a police guy walked up to me, and he was like, "Did you see what happened?" And I go, "No, I saw him on the side of the road. Thought I'd stop and help, make sure everyone's okay." He goes, "Great. How are they doing?" And I go, "They're both conscious, man and woman. They're both conscious. They don't seem broken, a little beat up, a little rattled. Otherwise, fine. Probably gonna have shitty insurance premiums." And he goes, "That's all I needed to hear. Thanks." And then I left. And there's an ambulance blocking the whole lane, and there's a police officer standing in front of it, so between me and the ambulance. And I go, "Can I?" Like, I just point with my finger. I'm like, "Can I get around?" Police officer, like, leans back. He goes, he waves me on through, and I give him one of these. He gives me a thumbs up. That was it. That was the end of the thing.
Oh, that's a fun time. You actually say the shitty insurance premiums?
Yeah, I'm funny.
I mean, yeah, insurance.
Does... They're gonna have shitty insurance premiums now.
Yeah,
one. At least they didn't hurt anyone else.
Yeah, it's good. At least they weren't very hurt. Hopefully the limp is just like, maybe her leg just got caught or something. It didn't. Hopefully it's not fractured or anything.
Yeah, so. She was walking on it fine. She was just, you know, a little slower. And it was like a limp.
Okay, yeah. Just hopefully.
But she was moving around okay.
Yeah, hopefully her leg isn't.
Yeah, they're hurt. Both okay. I got the guy's name, but I'm not going to say it, obviously.
Okay, yeah, but that's...
She didn't introduce herself. His hands were kind of beat up. I don't know from what. Like, the backs of his hands were just really... Like, cut and stuff.
Probably from the glass.
There was no broken glass. The windshield isn't broken. In the picture. Might be from his window, because I assume he was the passenger. Yeah, you can tell that the window isn't broken. The windshield, at least. And the driver's side windows weren't cracked at all. Which, by the way, for... You can see how steep that ditch is.
Mm-hmm.
That car is looking fine. There's, like, no damage, aside from all that fucking dirt. No damage that I can see, really.
I bet there's probably something broken.
Probably a bunch of damage. But nothing, like, super cosmetic, you know?
That's right until they pull it up.
Oh, yeah. Once they flip it on its tires, that whole passenger side is going to be fucked up.
Yeah, it's going to have probably a lot of dents and shit, but I don't think it's going to be...
If that thing's drivable, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, at least they won't have to do anything. It looks pretty new, so hopefully they got the gap insurance from the dealership, because if it does get totaled possibly, then they won't have to pay anything for that. But if they get fucked up, I see you eyeing them wings.
We've held this off long enough, Ethan.
Should we? I wasn't holding it off. I was waiting for the... Okay, I was waiting for our stories, and then we were going for it. Are we? Okay. All right, let's go for it.
This is your fork.
Oh.
You haven't used it yet.
Yeah.
So... Do we want, like, medium-covered wings, or... I think this is a pretty average-covered wing, if you want this one.
Okay.
Again, like I said before we started recording, I am so okay with wasting 8 of these 10 wings.
Okay. So just like whole thing or just bites?
I'm probably gonna pop the whole thing.
Okay. So what kind of are they? Are they just like chicken wings?
Yeah, they're just boneless chicken wings, so you can just pop the whole thing in your mouth. They are Blazin' from B-Dubs. I think that's the hottest they have. I think they have a hotter dry rub, but dry rub wings fucking suck.
Okay.
Oh, what, you scraping off some of the spice, Ethan? Oh, that's just a piece of another chicken wing.
Oh, okay. I just didn't know if that was, like, some, like, vegetable. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, fuck vegetables, bro.
Icky, icky.
You think I would shop at a place that puts vegetables in their dishes? No. I fucking hate vegetables.
Dude, and whenever you first mentioned, like, spicy, I thought, I was, like, really hoping you wouldn't say, like, peppers, because I was going to be like, dude, the texture of it.
I can't do peppers. I can maybe do a grilled bell pepper on a shish kebab with meat. That's it.
I don't know.
Oh, man. Oh, you already did yours.
This is actually really good.
Speak for yourself.
I feel it. I feel it.
What do you want to talk about today? I swallowed mine.
I haven't yet. I'm still chewing. I'm still chewing,
buddy.
Why would
you do that?
I don't know why my eyes are watering. Did you water gun? Did you put a water gun at me? Do I have the hiccups right now? I think so. Oh my god, I have the hiccups.
It's stuck in my teeth.
I'm really crying.
I can't.
Oh my god. I didn't think.
The other day I go to the store.
So the other day, I was hanging out in the park, and somebody threw a football at my dick, and it hurt.
Why would they do that?
I'm actually pretty content right now. I still cried, though. It's still there.
It's stuck.
I'm so glad I can walk. This is so cool about these. There was another piece in there, and then I swallowed it, and then it just punched me right in the fucking throat. Wait, so you just want to share for the hottest ones?
Uh-huh. Oh. Okay. I got Caitlin's up to eat for lunch. And they were honey barbecue.
Should have switched them.
Just to tell you a little bit. I thought those were kind of spicy. I'm a white dude. I'm not having any fun on the podcast anymore, Ethan.
Actually, the initial reaction was better. Now,
I'm still in pain.
Every time I swallow, there's more coming out of my teeth. I think I'm fine. It's just I can't feel my... Oh, my God. Are we doing another? Should we? I think we should do a second one here.
Let's hold off a second.
Let's wait a few minutes. The forks because I've already wiped my eyes, and, dude, I would have been done for.
Oh, my God. If you wiped your eyes with this blazing sauce.
Wait, are we doing water? Or are we doing beverages?
I'm gonna chill for now just because I think it's funny. I think we sound funny.
Okay, so. Alright. So, the other day I was walking my dog.
Uh-huh.
And whenever I was walking my dog, it turned to a fucking dinosaur. And I was like, whoa. I was like, dude, you're fucking.
You got cool fucking dogs, bro.
I know.
We should have prepared stuff to talk about while this was happening. I just prepared my car story, and you did your fight story, and then we just did the wigs, and we're like, oh, something funny will happen.
See, this is what you're going to get from the Unknown Outsiders. A lot of heavy breathing is going to be great. We didn't even do it with ranch, by the way.
No, I don't like ranch, actually.
Why'd you get the ranch?
For you.
Oh.
Actually, I got them for Caitlin, because she got wings, and she likes ranch.
See, I like
ranch. My teeth hurt, Ethan. Like, I'm licking my teeth, you know, just to get the sauce off. And it hurts. Like, I can feel it on my gums.
I've never actually cried from spiciness. I'm going to be honest with you. I always thought, I, like, knew.
You were like, I love spicy.
I do. But I didn't realize it was that hot.
You were playing up how much you like spicy, right? Not necessarily. I'm sure you do like spicy.
I like it, but it's spicy. It hurts. See, like, the stuff that, like, at our old job, I would get the hot wings.
Uh-huh.
And, like,
I didn't like the smell of them. I didn't like them.
I loved them.
They weren't that hot. They were just, they didn't taste good.
I would eat them all the time. And like, but then again, by the way, I also haven't had any spicy food in a long time. Since that job, actually. That was the last time I had spicy food.
So, I'm taking you to Texas Roadhouse tonight.
Yeah, we're going to Texas Roadhouse. It's going to be a very fun, fun time.
It's going to be more fun than this.
Hopefully it's not, like, extremely packed. I feel like whenever we get there, because we're getting there around, like, prime dinner time.
Oh, yeah, it's also a Friday night that we're recording. Right? Is it Friday?
Yeah, it's Friday night. That's why I think, that's why I was
the
like.
The sides of my tongue hurt really bad, actually.
The straight middle part of my tongue hurts so bad.
I feel kind of like Mr. T, you know? I got the two sides and then straight up the middle.
See, like, my stomach is burning right now, and I already know the gas is building up, and I'm going to fart, and, like, that fart is going to spice up my butthole, and I'm not ready, because then that means that my butthole is going to be burning, and I don't really want that to happen.
Yo, full disclosure, I've eaten spicy stuff, you know, I get, like, buffalo wings from Casey's a lot.
Yeah.
And they're, like, you know, medium spicy. Spicy enough.
Mild.
You know?
Or medium. Yeah, medium's a thing.
Medium enough.
Mild is, like, below medium, isn't it? It's, like, mild, medium, then hot.
Mild, medium, spicy. Hot, yeah.
Or hot, then spicy.
So I would put, like, buffalo somewhere in the mid-range. I'm sure, like, some people are like, oh, buffalo's easy, fuck you. I get them. And I've never had, like, a spicy poop. People are like, oh, man, I eat spicy shit, and shit burns when you shit. And I'm like, I've never had that.
You know, see, the only time that I've ever had, like, from people saying, oh, I shit every single time, like,
I don't know why I bought 10 of these.
I'll probably have another. You will? I'm going to hate the experience, but I'll probably have another. It was.
I might have another just for funnies.
I mean, it was delicious.
We got to save room for Texas Roadhouse. I'm going to fill up on bread.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be fine. But see, I still feel like we're going to show up and it's going to be fucking packed.
It is. I'll probably call ahead.
Yeah, it is. See, in the, whenever, because we initially were going to go with
five people,
and I was like, in my head beforehand, I was like, maybe we should call and, like, reserve something or something.
I don't think they do reserve, I just think they do call ahead, you know?
Just call ahead just to get it ready and shit? Okay. But, yeah, because I don't know how that's going to work, because I'm not, like, I'm also not good with, like, busy restaurants, because there's a bunch of people, and I don't like a lot of people.
Especially over there, they don't wear masks when they go in places.
What?
They don't wear masks over there. A lot.
Do I have one?
I have one you can borrow if you need.
I think I have one in my car that I used today. I think I just, like,
I just burped. You're dealing with this a lot better than I am.
Yeah, I'm pretty good right now. My mouth is still, like, kind of on fire, which is why I think I'll probably get a drink of water here in a little bit and then eat another.
Is your nose running?
It was at first. Dude, the initial reaction was terrifying. Like, dude, I cried, like, tears running down my cheeks. My nose was running, and then that happened for, like, it was, like, a minute and a half, and then I was good.
Were you up jumping around?
Yeah, and then I wiped everything, and then everything was good.
Really?
So, yeah, I'm pretty chill right now.
Cool. I still have tears on my face.
I wiped it. I didn't want to.
I think having them there is funnier. So when you ate it, right?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, this isn't that bad. This tastes good. And then I could see, like, a switch flip in your brain. Yep. And you looked like a kid who just knocked over grandma's vase, right? And you're like, eyes widened, and you're like, what am I going to do?
Yeah, it was,
I could just see it in your brain. You were like, oh, no. What?
I was just checking. Yours was, like, blinking a lot. So, I think, I don't know what was going on.
Am I good?
You're holding that right? Yeah, you are. I don't know. I think you were just peeking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, you're good.
I don't have a lot of control over my faculties yet.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm used to these microphones, so I kind of know where it's supposed to be. Like, you would get there.
I kind of keep it somewhere in, like, my lower chest, and then I just kind of lean it forward a little. Yeah. We don't have a table.
Yeah, I personally
guess we could use this table if I, like, adjusted the stuff behind me and got the spacing right. We could, but
I personally like holding it.
Really?
Yeah.
I think it'd be easier to gesture with my hands. I talk with my hands a lot.
Yeah, I like holding it personally, cause I would, I don't know, I just like holding it. It's nice, and fucking. So okay,
we really should have prepared something.
We should have. I apologize to everybody that is listening. If you're still even, if you want to click off, don't. It's getting juicy, cause we're about to shove another one of those in our mouth, and we are about.
We are.
Okay. We can lie. We can lie. We can pretend.
We're allowed to lie. It's not slander if we're doing it to us.
We are actors. We can do this.
So if we publish this, right? I don't know if you know the law. If we publish this and we like talk shit about ourselves, is it slander or libel?
Slander.
It's slander.
Libel is written.
I know, but I just didn't know if there was like a difference between published works. You know.
Well, considering ours is like voice.
I know ours is a vocal, but like it could technically be transcripted. You know what I'm saying?
Well, yeah, but it was spoken.
Speaking of libel, about, I want to say a year and a half ago, a thing came out. Mark Zuckerberg, it was like, you can say whatever you want on Facebook, right? You can, whatever you want about whoever you want, right?
Yeah.
So someone published an article that said, quote, "You can say anything on Facebook," says known child molester Mark Zuckerberg. And then they continued and said, "Furthermore, Zuckerberg said, also I have a peanut allergy and hate dogs." And because of Mark Zuckerberg's like rule that he put out, he couldn't do anything about it.
So they just were like, yeah, let's just make up a bunch of lies about Mark Zuckerberg.
They just said a bunch of bullshit. I'll see if I can find it.
Oh, dude, actually, this is going to be kind of like a deeper one. If you want to kind of get a little deep. But it's not like too deep, but it is deeper in the mind.
Okay.
I saved this post on Reddit. I was on there earlier. And I'm starting to get into it a little bit more. I saved this post. Actually, it was just already up. So, you want to get into this?
Yeah.
Okay, so, you know about, like, Gen, X? What is Gen X? I think Gen X Z was,
I think we are Gen X. Here, you have your thing, I'll look up.
Okay, so, I'll read this, and then you let me know right after. This is written by somebody who is, I assume around our age, if that is Gen X. So I know Gen Z was like a thing.
But we are not Gen X.
What is Gen X?
65 to 80. So our parents are Gen X. Millennials are 81 to 96. We're Z. No. 97 to 2012.
Then I think they meant to put Z. So I'll just put Gen Z. Because they're talking about all
of
that.
According to this chart, by the way, this is not like a super. It's from Wikipedia, so grain of salt. But I'd say Gen Z.
I think that's what. Okay, so I'll just still call it Gen X, but. In the war between the boomers and the millennials, all of us Gen Xers watched this transition happen and grew up seeing the old ways turn into the new, and most of us are just kind of the forgotten bystanders. I can see that.
I don't think that's us. We didn't see old things become new, you know?
Well, I mean,
I'm sorry, I don't have my mic. We didn't see old things become new, like, as much, you know? We live more in the age that went from analog to digital.
No. You got to think. With how much progression has happened in the last, like, 20, 30 years?
Oh, yeah.
In the last just 20 years, which is our entire lives. In the last 20 years, things have changed substantially.
But we've been used.
Marriage wasn't even legal.
Here's the thing. We've been used to the change, right? We've been used to growing up in a world that's constantly changing because of online presences and digital media and stuff like that, right? Gen Xers who were born between 65 and 80, so like my mom's age, you know, our parents' age, right?
Oh, so that's
they grew up knowing the old ways.
Can I see the chart then?
Yeah. Gen Z is 90. Yeah. Okay. So they grew up knowing like baby boomer stuff, you know? Being gay is wrong. You know. I remember a time where people of different colors went to different schools, you know?
Okay,
they grew up with those people as their parents. We grew up with the people who watched change happen as our parents.
So are we in the group of millennials? Is that what they're basically saying?
No. Millennials are 81 to 96 or something. 81 to 97.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
we're Gen X.
No, we're Gen Z. Gen Z. Okay, so they're saying Gen... Okay, okay.
See what I'm saying?
Now that I see the chart. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. But like...
So they grew up, like we were talking about earlier. They grew up from a time where it was kind of okay for Adam Sandler to make movies with those kind of characters. With digs at those specific tropes, right?
Yeah.
And Friends to make those kind of jokes. Mm-hmm. And they've watched that transition from a time where it's okay to do that stuff, where it's not okay to do that stuff. We grew up and decided it wasn't okay to do that stuff, right?
Yeah.
So they got to watch the world before, and now they're in the world after. We kind of exist in the in-between and the after. We weren't really a part of the before.
Okay, so now... Okay,
so Gen X is the correct term.
Okay, so now I'm getting it. All right, cool, 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 cool. Let's see. Most of us...
Oh, this Yoo-Hoo is so good.
Most of us are just kind of surrounded by bystanders. I don't know if there has been another point in history where the entire culture of a society has changed so much in so little of time. It's like the boomers and millennials grew up in totally different countries and speak different languages. I can't speak for all Gen Xers, but I've watched both sides and heard their arguments, and I, for one, am firmly on the side of the millennials. Y'all got fucked even harder than we did. That makes sense with that. Okay. So, okay, now that I have a better understanding of it.
It's a good perspective, though.
Yeah, I guess it is. Especially, like, because now we do have, like, a lot of things. We have, like, supercomputers, like, in our fucking pockets. Like, this right here, what I just read that on.
My phone has, like, way more storage than the spaceship that went to the fucking moon.
Like, we can just...
Dude.
Like, we live in a time where it's just so easy to do shit. But we also live in a time where it's, like, it's very opinionated now. And it's very, like... things are changing. I think we're in the midst of another change, but it's a very tough change because we live in the age of social media where now kind of it's grown up to where a lot of people, especially our elders and people are more vocal. Like, and I would say Gen X and a lot of the, people who are very old-minded. They think of the old ways and they're like, that's the right way.
Tradition is good.
And they, like, a lot of those things that we personally just do not agree with, and a lot of people just don't agree with. So, with them being able to have that, now we're just kind of, like, in a war with them, I guess. And it kind of feels weird, but I don't know when the real change will happen where we start making a change in how society views society in a way, and our cultures can be able to... I hope that makes sense.
Yeah.
I haven't thought about this, like, in the way where I can articulate the words. I've just thought about it and, like, been like, oh, that's... It's fucked.
What I'm thinking is we've kind of already done a big change, and I'm not pro-cancel culture, right? This is what this is going to be about, by the way. What I'm about to say, you know? It's going to be about cancel culture.
Yeah, we can get into that, too. Yeah.
That's
a big proponent of it.
Yeah. I think that we have... To a degree. I'm not saying cancel culture is bad. I'm not saying it's good. Right? I'm saying it's there. And it's something that you either partake in or disagree with. I agree that people should be held accountable for their actions. If you are... I don't know. A random example off the top of my head. A TikToker who makes educational videos about things that you Google. And then it comes out that you have said that the worst thing that you can imagine someone to be is somebody dating a black person. Just off the top of my head, that I'm not sure if that's happened to anybody, but if it did, they'd be a terrible person. I think they should be held accountable for their actions, and if they apologize and say that they're going to have more black creators on their platform and, you know, try to show that they've grown as an individual, they should really make do on that. And if this hypothetical individual were to not do that, that would be crazy, right? Like, that would be so bad. And I don't think that they should deserve a platform that they're going to misuse and lie on. You know what I'm saying? But if somebody doesn't understand something, if they don't understand trans pronouns just because they didn't grow up around it, I didn't grow up around it, but I learned about it as I got into high school and after it, mostly. Mostly after high school is where I really got to learning about it. So I grew up without it, but then I learned about it. If you just refuse to understand it, that you suck, right? And you don't deserve to have a platform where you perpetuate lies about things you don't understand. But if you don't understand it and you missay something, you don't deserve to have things taken from you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I understand you.
And also, it'd just be so crazy if a racist person got to keep their platform with no repercussions. That would be fucking nuts. That would be so weird.
Yeah, so I figured out a way to articulate my feelings. It was...
I'm still reeling from the spice, by the way, which is why
my words sound weird. I'm good.
I'm almost good. I got a lot of phlegm and spit in my mouth, though.
I'm legitimately, like, I'm 100% fine.
You want to do another? Before you articulate your thoughts?
No, because I would like to get...
I guess this is kind of important,
I think it's basically... It kind of leads into your thing. Refusal to learn. Because especially... Ignorance. Yes, ignorance.
Ignorance isn't, like, the lack of knowledge. It's the lack of wanting to have knowledge.
Yeah, and see, that's why, like... Because I always... If I see a video that's on YouTube that's on my recommended that is something about something I don't know... Like, I watch a lot of, there's a channel on YouTube, it's called Riddle, it has R-I-D-D-D-L-E, and, they do a lot of, like, scientific videos, and I love science videos. I love science, and I love history, and I love learning about that, so if any chance I see one of those videos, I'm like, alright, I'm gonna watch that, I'm gonna learn more about it, because I want to always learn, and that's also...
I think learning is fun, by the way.
It's awesome. I don't understand why...
Everyone hated school. I kind of loved school. I didn't like math because it was so boring and I was so detached from it. But, like, history and science, I was all over history and science, bro. Because those are, like, people and things that people have proven. Math is like, here's a letter. Here's a number that it represents. Here's equations that it belongs to. Shut the fuck up, bro. I want to learn about fucking Marie Curie. I think that's how you say her name.
Yeah. But yeah, and it's like, I guess all these like wonderful things that people could be able to learn, especially to make their lives better along with others, but at the forefront of it, making themselves better, because then they have a better understanding of the world around them if they learn more. But that was like the basic knowledge that humans had like early on whenever evolution and shit. They had to learn more. They had to, like, go through these experiences and learn more. And I feel like a lot of people are too scared to be able to do that kind of stuff and not be able to learn more. Like, especially the trans things. You gotta look it up and you gotta, like, try to learn stuff. Because I like, obviously, I didn't have that around me. Like, I grew up with a dad who, like,
gender dysphoria isn't new, right?
Yeah,
but it being so prevalent in the public eye means that people who don't have any gender dysphoria can learn about it and can't, because at the end of the day, trans people are still people, even if you don't understand the lifestyle they quote unquote chose to have, right? You don't choose to have gender dysphoria. You don't choose to feel unwelcome in your own body, right? Yeah. So that's like so foreign to people like you and me, but that doesn't mean that we don't have to learn about it. Doesn't mean we don't want to learn about it. I'm not saying I know everything about trans people, but I'd like to say I know enough. I'm very accepting of them. And sometimes I will use the wrong pronouns just because old habits die hard. You know what I'm saying? Because I did grow up in a time where you just see someone and you can assume their gender. Not you can assume their gender, but like, you know, people will point and go, hey, go talk to that guy. You know, and that just kind of becomes baked into your vocabulary and your mindset. But I'm, especially in the past couple of years, I've started to really, I don't want to say get good at using they, them pronouns, but.
Started to catch yourself and be able to realize, hey, I should.
Unlearn that stuff. And I'm like actively trying to, you know.
Yeah, I try to, whenever I talk about like TikTokers. If they use they, them, or anything. Because a lot of them put it in their bios, but sometimes I don't even know about it, so I'll be like talking about like a she, I'll just say she, and then I'll go through their comments, and then everyone's saying they're, and I'm like, oh, so it's they, so.
I actually did that earlier today.
I'll say they, because even if I'm like talking to myself, or I'm just like in my head saying it, I'm training myself just in my head be like, hey, it's they. Mm-hmm. They. And I try to use that for...
I try to use it as a blanket until I get to know someone. Yeah. But that is also, like, difficult if it's been baked into everything you know mm-hmm. from birth. And I'm unlearning it. I'm getting better, you know. And I'm not saying that we have to be perfect, you know. Yeah, I'm just saying that you have to actively try to be a good person to be a good person.
Yeah,
you know, I want to say... If you are staying, like, willfully ignorant to someone's pronouns or somebody... If you keep dead-naming people, it sucks. You're stupid.
What's that mean? What's
dead-naming? A dead name is, like, if I knew somebody named Janet, and Janet is a trans man who now goes by Jonathan, right? If I keep calling him Janet, that's a dead name. That name is dead to them.
Oh, okay.
So if you see the word dead name, that's what it means. It means that used to be their name, now it is not. And it goes both ways, obviously.
Okay, so I haven't heard that one.
It goes any way, you know.
Okay.
Not just male to female, female to male. It also goes from male to they, them, female to they, them.
Yeah. One thing, one thing I saw about, it was about a trans woman. Mm-hmm. And she's... They're a big TikToker, and they hooked up with another TikToker, and it made, like, Snapchat news. It was, like, all over, like, these different, like, news outlets, just news outlets for these influencers. And in my head, I'm like, why the fuck does that matter? Because they're basically claiming, like, trans woman. And then the dude is getting asked about it, and he's like, she's a woman. Mm-hmm. Trans woman, in my eyes, means woman. And a lot of people don't get that. Because I feel like I've seen, like, videos where trans women, like, on TikTok, they get beat up. It's like, no.
It's still not as widely accepted as being gay or being bi, right? Because people just don't get it.
Different than sexuality, right?
Gender and sexuality are different.
Yeah, okay.
Also, gender and sex are different. I think people don't understand that. I think that's where people get lost.
Sexual intercourse?
No. Like, when you're born, you were born of the male sex.
Oh, okay.
Yo, some male sex sounds good. No, but your sex is the chromosomes you have and, like, the type of health care you need, right?
Oh,
that's why sex matters. Gender is a societal construct. So, like, saying men do work, women stay home with children, that's society. That's not what you're born to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're birds and monkeys, where, like, the male, the father, will stay with the children. But we just decided that it's best for women to stay home. It's best for men to go out and work. And that's why deconstructing gender as a whole is good, you know?
Yeah. There's been a lot of fucked up things in the past. And I really...
There are some things that we probably believe right now wholeheartedly that are going to be considered fucked up in the future. Probably. I can't imagine any of them because they're not considered fucked up yet.
True.
I like to think of myself as, like, really progressive, you know? I'm very accepting of gender and all that stuff. You know, gender and sexual orientation. You know, I'm not racist. I'm not sexist.
I just say I'm just... I just say that I'm here. I'm here for the journey. I'm willing to learn. I won't judge anybody.
If you're willing to learn, you're probably progressive. If you're accepting of people, you're progressive.
Oh, okay. I just like to say that I'm...
Conservatism is called that because they want to conserve old traditions.
Yeah, which that's like, it's evolution. Like, you gotta evolve.
They want to conserve the traditions of beating up people for being gay.
And that's just fucked up. And it's just like
apparently thinking the president is Jesus Christ.
We ain't getting political on this bitch.
No.
But
I mean, some people would say that we've already gotten way too political because we're talking about accepting people for who they are, which is very strange to me.
I mean, I just view it as it's just humans being humans. We accept humans. That's the way that I say it. Because like, you gotta realize we're mammals, right?
Yeah.
We're mammals. We're in the same class as like other animals that we consider inferior.
Yeah, I guess some people would consider animals inferior.
But it's like, we all live on this earth. We all have our certain purposes.
We think because we're capable of abstract thought and building that we are better than everything else.
But that doesn't say that they aren't. That the animals are.
Yeah.
Like monkeys, they can learn sign language and shit.
They can. And dolphins are really smart. Dolphins get high, bro.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you didn't know that? Dolphins get high.
Yo, dolphins get a dolphin.
Dolphins get in groups and they bat around pufferfish because the toxins that pufferfish secrete are like a hallucinogen to dolphins. So they just bat around pufferfish and get high.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. But yeah, I'd say
we're on the same societal level as a fucking dolphin, man.
That's what's up. Yeah, cause I don't know. I think a lot of people should. It'd be cool if a lot of people more learned and was like, hey, I can be able to, like, one, make mistakes. Like, even as a whole society, we can make mistakes. All we got to do is just learn from it and try to move on. Because it's like, everything is about evolution. That's what our entire lives are. That's what it was. It's our basic abstract of, in our minds, basic instinct is survival. Are us surviving and becoming better versions and keep going and keep going and keep going. And
but everything we've built for ourselves kind of takes survival out of it.
Yeah, but
and of course there's some people who are concerned about survival every single day, like homeless people and you know.
And it's just like also survival in like the mind, and a lot of people, I think, especially in my household whenever I was growing up, it was like you're pushed on with these old ideas. You're like, you're a man. You don't do that shit. You don't cry. You don't do that. You don't look at another guy. You don't think that they're anything. Like, dude, my dad had a bet whenever I was, like, I say 9, 10 years old. And, like, looked around at all of his friends, everyone laughing at me, saying he's going to become a cheerleader before his senior year, saying I was going to become gay just because of the way that I was. Because I was acting like myself because I was a kid. Because I was just being myself and having fun. And I don't view that. If you're just having fun, I don't view that as, like, your sexuality. No, you're just being yourself. You're having fun if you're free. And then that's why I, like...
Also, cheerleaders are awesome.
Yes! Yes!
We did have a cheerleader in high school who was a fucking dick. But
like...
That was because of the person he was, not because he was a cheerleader.
They do so much shit. I wouldn't be able to move around that much, I'll be honest.
I can kick high. I can't kick that fucking high.
Like,
no. If I were a cheerleader, maybe. I was in flags.
Yeah, I would not.
Everybody called me gay for being in flags.
Yeah. I've heard, I think I heard shit. I think I had to say a few things to a couple people. No, wait. No, a lot of our friends, like, especially the
jokes on them.
A lot of friends that...
They were right. They were half right. They were a little bit
that,
right.
I had that... I don't know if you were friends with them, but you might have been, like, cordial with them. Just not, like, just acquaintances. But a lot of the friends that I had, they always thought it was just cool. You could do shit that we couldn't. We can't spin around that shit. That shit look... Like, it's like a skill, and we're like, what the fuck? We can do other things, but
it's not fun. That. I like it.
Yeah, it looked cool. I think I've tried it at your house before.
Yeah, I've tried to teach you a couple things.
I don't think I'm good at it. It's okay. I feel like if I tried it enough, I probably could.
To be fair, I wasn't a qualified instructor.
Well, yeah, but I feel like if I tried it enough, I would get the hang of it. But, you know, that's not my cup of tea because I would get hit a lot in the head. I feel like I would get hurt a lot.
One time I almost stopped a girl from competing because I hit her in the back with a flag. Something people don't think about if they're not in flags, wind really affects your tosses. And it was winding to the left. I don't know. It was blowing to my left, right? And I tossed my flag, and I didn't account enough for how strong the wind was higher in the air, which is something you have to do, by the way. It sucks.
I would say so.
And my flag went, whoop, and it made a little rainbow. And then the bottom stopper went right onto her spine because she was bending over to pick up her thing. And I think she was just being kind of dramatic, but she said it hurt for like 2 days.
Okay, how high was the flag?
It was a double. It was a double toss.
It was a double toss.
That means it spins twice in the air. So I had to go high enough to do that. And then,
oh, she's just being dramatic.
On one point. I've
seen how high they go. That would hurt. That would hurt.
Built different, I guess.
For 2 days? Yeah. I could see that.
That's a stopper, by the way.
I stubbed my toe and it hurt for a couple days.
Yo, stubbing your toe is different. Don't fucking talk to me about that.
Dude, one time, so I had a, like, 600-pound pallet drop on my foot and I don't think anything happened.
One time my brother ran over my foot. He was just being an asshole, though.
Oh, okay. This was an accident. I didn't look at the dude. I was looking down. I was like, up. And he was like, fuck. Because it was like a bunch of like 100-pound boxes on there. I think it was like 600-pound boxes on there. And I was like, fuck. And it was just on my foot. And I think I just had too much adrenaline. And I was just like, I didn't feel anything. But then I didn't really have any pain after. I don't think anything happened. It was fine. My toe might have been in the perfect spot where it was, like, in a gap, but it was still, like, on it.
It still hurt.
Yeah, like, it was on it, but, like, it didn't...
So it had, like, a thing that, like, arced over your toe so it didn't crush it, but it was still on it enough to, like...
Yeah, where, like, I couldn't move it. So, but, yeah, it was a fun time there. Nothing happened. It hurts every now and again, so I don't know if that's because of that or because my foot just hurts. I don't know. I'm on my feet all the time, so I feel like it's probably just because of that. Are we doing another wing or no? I see you licking my lips. You want that wing, don't you?
I'm licking my lips because I got a lot going on in my mouth because of that last one. How about we do a wing?
See, the only thing that's my outro. I think we're going to regret it because my stomach hurts.
We do a wing and then the outro. And then we can drink our water and I'll get you a glass of milk or something. Milk really helps.
Well, see, I'm fine.
I have chocolate milk.
I love chocolate milk, but I usually just... I don't know.
Because I think we're getting to that time. How long have we been recording?
About 50 minutes.
Shorter episode?
57 minutes. It's okay. Let's... do we got anything else to talk about? What's anything else?
What?
What's anything else? Do we
got What's anything else?
No. Let's think about this. All right?
Are you just vamping for time?
Yeah, I am. I'm trying to figure out. I don't know. I thought I had some more ideas for an episode, but I think I only really had the fight, and that was about it.
You need to watch Invincible, Ethan. Have you finished The Boys yet?
Yep.
You have? You have to watch Invincible. I will watch the first episode with you while we wait for Peyton. Do you want to?
Probably. Me.
Yes, bro. Let's do it. I love Invincible.
We just watched it in a year? Since she's watching stuff in
there? Oh, we can.
Okay.
Cool. Let's do this outro.
Okay.
Are you doing a wing for the outro or no?
No.
Because I just imagine it'd be really funny for both of us to be like, bye, we'll see you guys next week. You know, I just think that'd be really funny. Yeah, I can't wait to listen back to this next week.
Oh, dude, it's gonna be a lot of fun.
Well, because if somebody like gets in my car or like I'm at a stoplight while I'm listening to this, people are just gonna think I'm listening to porn.
It's gonna be
two dudes breathing. Just, I'm not having fun.
Oh, dude.
I actually don't watch that much porn. Do you?
Not really.
No?
Not really. Not anymore, I'd say.
I've never been into... I don't know. I don't really like watching people have sex. It's just not it for me.
I don't know. It sounds appealing, like, at first, and then, like, once I finish, I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with me? I don't even want to do this. Like,
what, is that just because of the type of porn you watch? Or is it just, like, porn as a whole is kind
of... I don't know. I just like the release of it. It's just, like, you know, everything just happened, and I'm just like, oh, this isn't my time.
I feel like I'm intruding, really.
I'm not having fun.
To be fair, this is a 26-minute video. My part's over pretty quickly. I don't know what you guys want from me.
I do have a fun story.
Oh, yeah?
But you've seen that trend on TikTok, like, after people's hookups, like, dap them up. I did that.
You did?
I was so happy. I was, like, walking out the door and, like, made her, like... Because, like, it was just, like, a chill time, like... That happened, and then
what'd you
just,
bro like, hug?
No, I just went, pull. All right, that me, and then we did it.
Have you seen the? It's completely irrelevant. Have you seen the video? It's a guy on a roof, and there's a pigeon sitting on the gutter, and he walks up to the pigeon, and he goes, "Dap me up." Holds out his hand, and the pigeon goes
with its wing.
He fucking daps him up. And the guy was like, "Oh my fucking god." I'm sorry, I'll find the video.
Alright, do we want to end on that lighter note and then
we'll end on the pigeon video.
And then we'll not talk about the dating story. My last relationship.
We're not gonna talk about that?
Do we want to?
You can find me on TikTok and Twitch at the Mightiest Neptune. Come on by, put a couple extra inches on your penis. Ethan?
you can follow the podcast Instagram. It's at the Unknown Outsiders.
We're gonna start posting, I swear.
Yeah, we will. I'm gonna post today, actually.
Oh, you're gonna post that clip?
Yep, I'm gonna post that minute and 41-second clip.
Yeah.
Because I think it's funnier in the full thing.
It is.
Even though you're like, oh my god.
Hey, I'm just trying to give you viewer retention, Ethan.
It's 30 seconds. It's going to be so good. But no, I said it to somebody.
I didn't say it's 30 seconds. It's going to be so good.
You're like,
I said maybe.
Well, yeah, but.
The full clip is really long.
Yeah, but let's think about this. In a podcast platform, where are you actually going to get a 30-second bit or a 15-second bit where it's clipped, where it's actually going to be able to have a start and a finish, and it's going to be funny for 15 seconds?
I could probably go through our podcast and find one. I'll do that.
Do that. See if you find
one. I will do that.
I will.
I was gonna do another one, but I couldn't think of anything fast enough. Okay, thank you for listening.
Yeah, thank you so much.
I've been Jacob.
If you guys got any questions or anything you guys want to tell us, if you like the podcast or if you don't like the podcast, you can send it in at the Unknown Outsiders. We got a TikTok that also has videos on it. They're
of Ethan's face.
Oh, my face is on there. Yeah. So
my face isn't on there, but if you go to my TikTok, my face is on there. We need to do like a collaborative TikTok.
Yeah, you can be able to go at the Mightiest Neptune or the Unknown Outsiders. Be able to give us a follow. Give us a follow. It's going to be good times. Good times. You want to be able to subscribe or follow on any of the podcast streaming platforms that you listen on. Please do that so you can get notified every single week because we do upload every Thursday. We might have bonus episodes here and there that are just like maybe extra ones that maybe weren't up to par with mainline episodes. So... kind of like how YouTubers, they have a second channel to upload different videos that maybe don't pertain to that one.
I was actually
going
to talk to you about that. You make a second TikTok account and just...
call
it UO Podcast. And then you just post podcast clips there.
Oh.
I don't know. Something to think about.
But, yeah. Check us out everywhere. Do all that. That's going to be good old times. And share the podcast if you want. If you want to share it to anyone. And
tell your friends. Tell your friends' friends. Tell your cat. Tell your dog. Tell your goldfish.
And if you've listened.
Tell your insurance agent.
Yes. And if you listen to this entire thing and you want to send a special message, pineapple juice. That is the word. So we know that you, the words that we know you listen.
9 people on earth listen to our podcast, and you think one of them is going to find one of our external accounts and comment pineapple juice?
Yes.
That would be lovely.
Yes. There will be somebody. I hope.
It's Noah.
I hope there's somebody that does it. It's going to be kind of funny. But I'm going to. Yeah, thank you guys for listening. It still means the world that we get listeners, that people actually listen to.
Yeah, thank you for waiting a year.
A year ago, we didn't even get like.
A listener.
Like a listener in like. It took us a week just to get like a couple. And now you guys are like
9
actually.
In a day?
Yeah, now you guys are actually like. We're actually getting people in. It's pretty cool that you guys are enjoying it. It seems we're getting pretty consistent. So. We're gonna keep going.
Anyone who listens to this podcast is really sexy.
Y'all are awesome. We're gonna keep going with this every single Thursday. I don't think we'll take any breaks.
We might just like slide right into season 5 with like a 1 week hiatus.
Yeah.
We might not even do one. I saw that goddamn fly again.
Yeah, we're gonna go try to catch that fly, and you guys have a good one.
Peace.
Appa.